As these stores start to go more, e-commerce stores start to...
Sorry.
No. No problem. I was like, what just happened? And thank you for interrupting like my rambling, because I really had a coherent thought that was not coming out coherent. So I really appreciate that.
Thank my probiotic alarm.
Welcome, everyone, to E-commerce Unscripted. This is the podcast where we help you achieve WooCommerce mastery. My name is Sam Greenspan, and I am a marketer here at GoDaddy. I am joined today by two wonderful panelists. First, coming to us from up in lovely Ontario, Canada, Tamara Zook.
Thank you for having me today, Sam. I've been working with SkyVerge for the past 7 years almost.
Wow.
Working as first the WordPress engineer, now as the support engineer. I have been working in WordPress itself for 11 to 12 years now, making many client websites. I have a lot of experience with WordPress and WooCommerce.
You've been on WooCommerce since basically the beginning of WooCommerce itself.
Version 1.6 was the first one that I used to build a client website. Yes.
Very impressive. And joining us from just slightly, I guess, well, maybe south of Canada, in America, but maybe north of Canada, it's Benjamin Green. Welcome, Benj. Will you introduce yourself, please?
Hello there. I am actually a little bit west of Canada.
I knew it was some direction.
My exact, yeah. Yes. Just across the Detroit River there. I have kind of the opposite end of the spectrum here. I'm relatively new to WooCommerce and WordPress. I've been working with SkyVerge for a little under a year here, and I've done a lot of different things before coming into this space, but I'm happy to be here.
That's great. And both Benj and Tam are experienced with support and know this topic very well. So what we're going to be talking about today is local pickup and click and collect. So click and collect was already growing in popularity before the pandemic struck in 2020. But thanks to the circumstances that we all suddenly found ourselves faced with, click and collect saw faster growth than anticipated. There was more than 60% growth last year and 5 times more stores offering click and collect by the end of 2020 than at the start of 2020. Also, 2/3 of shoppers in the U.S. used it last year. That brings us to this year. 90% of retailers are planning to offer some form of local pickup or click and collect by the end of this year. And the majority of customers say they plan to continue using it even after whenever the famous return to normal may happen. People are still going to be clicking and still going to be collecting. We will refer to it as click and collect throughout this podcast. However, it is known by another acronym, one that I find to be hilarious and terrible. And I thought I would see if Tam and Benj could tell us if they know the other acronym that is often used to describe this. Have either of you heard a different acronym used for click and collect style shopping?
I have not. Have you, Benj?
I have not, no.
All right. It is BOPIS, which stands for Buy Online, Pick Up In Store.
BOPIS.
BOPIS. Yes.
I like
BOPIS.
It.
Yeah. That is very silly.
No, I don't know. I find it hard to take seriously. We're helping you build out your BOPIS strategy today. Like, I can't even say it without my voice cracking. So that's not a good sign. But before we get into some really great strategies here for adding click and collect or BOPIS to your WooCommerce store, we're going to start just going through some stats and asking a few questions. So first one, I think it's the obvious one. Have you ever used click and collect?
Absolutely, especially during the pandemic. But one of the first times that I really made use of click and collect was when I had a very young baby at home and I realized that, you know, I'm running low on something, or maybe the first time I used it was for a bottle warmer because I didn't know if I was going to be bottle feeding or not. And I just realized I do need a bottle warmer, and I was able to order it on Toys R Us and send my dad to go pick it up for me. So I didn't have to do anything, which was just amazingly convenient. I really appreciated that. And during the pandemic, it has been absolutely super useful when I need something the same day and I can't wait for shipping.
And you just gave me flashbacks too to when you have like a newborn baby and you're just buying like $100 of stuff every day and some of it you just have to have instantly. Oh, that really takes me back. Benj, what about you? Have you used Click and Collect?
Oh yeah, love it. I use it all the time. Did it even before the pandemic. But I've used it almost exclusively over the last year. Like, I've only had to run into a store for a handful of things other than, you know, using a pickup or click and collect option. So yeah, use it all the time.
Yeah, I do as well. And also, since the pandemic, you know, my wife is doing nonstop groceries. You know, I'm always driving up to those places, opening my trunk and having them put stuff in the trunk. So we're full on click and collect people now. In the past year, as we said at the top, 2/3 of people in the US alone used click and collect, and it was also quite popular worldwide. All right, next question. So when you're picking up a click and collect order, let's say either pre-pandemic or one where you had to go into the store, while you were there, did you purchase other things in the store outside of what you had ordered click and collect style?
Maybe I've done that like a handful of times, but the way that stores really tend to get me, like if a store is going to get me to buy something extra when I'm doing a click and collect order, it tends to be while I'm making the order. If they suggest that I put something in the cart, I can only think of like one or two times where I've gone in to pick something up and then gotten something extra while I was in there.
What about you, Tam? Do you find yourself buying extra things when you're picking up a click and collect order?
I have in the past, but only if it's one of those stores that requires you to go inside to pick it up.
Right.
Other than that, just like what Ben said, those upsells do get me. But why I do prefer pickup, and I have been doing it even before the pandemic, especially for groceries, is specifically that reason, because I will buy things I do not need if I go inside a store. So I do prefer pickup, and I prefer pickup that will bring it to my car so I don't have to look at anything else.
And I mean, that's smart from a consumer standpoint and sort of tracks with the stats we have, because half of people who have used Click and Collect say that they do sometimes make additional purchases inside the store beyond what they had ordered to pick up. So it's a good way, you know, from a merchant perspective, getting people into your store, there's a good chance that they'll be looking around and think about adding onto their order while they're in there. All right. And our last question instead here, would you opt to buy from a business that offers click and collect over one that does not?
Yes. I think there's a little asterisk on that answer.
Sure, yes.
Because one of the biggest things that I look for when I'm buying is easy returns. So if something doesn't offer click and collect, but they do have in-store returns, I would probably still pick that business over another one. But yes, the second thing I would look at is whether or not click and collect is available, so I can, you know, go pick it up now and I don't have to wait for shipping.
So it's the wait for the shipping more so than the cost of the shipping that factors in there for you?
Most of the time, I think, because a lot of stores offer the free shipping over $50, which is a very great method of getting people to add more things to their cart. But yeah, so for me, it's more of a wait, like how urgently do I need something? That's when I would pick a click and collect over shipping.
What about you, Benj? Do you opt for a business that would offer a click and collect option over one that doesn't?
So right now, with the pandemic, absolutely. But even if we set aside that whole incentivized behavior, I would say yes, as a general rule, I would. I like being able to pick things up and have that option available to me. And that's both in terms of like, I would choose a business that offered pickup over one that didn't have any shipping options, like one that made me go pull something off the shelf. I would choose one that had a click and collect. And then I would also choose that over online businesses that offer only shipping options. I'd like a local click and collect option.
50% of customers say they have made a decision on where to buy based on having a click and collect option available. And the main reasons that people want to use click and collect are, one, seeing a product before taking it home, like actually getting that physical look at their product before they have it in their hands and in their house. Two, to avoid shipping costs. Three, for the convenience. Four, for faster returns. 5 for quicker service, and 6 for better in-stock assurances when they make a purchase. So we hit on several of those, but there are several other ones, and all really good arguments for why click and collect is valuable to customers, and why, if you have that opportunity with your e-commerce store, it's probably something that's worth looking into. And in the next segment, we're going to actually talk about strategies for getting local pickup set up in your WooCommerce store, and then strategies to maximize it to the best of your abilities. So we'll be right back with that after this.
You can build a sophisticated e-commerce store faster with GoDaddy Managed Hosting. Sign up now to take advantage of a free domain, daily backups, a built-in SSL certificate, and thousands of dollars of extensions to take your store to the next level. Learn more at GoDaddy.com.
All right, we are back, and now we're going to talk strategies for incorporating local pickup into your WooCommerce store. We're going to start with some basic ones and then move on to more intermediate and advanced ideas. So the first thing we're going to do is talk about the most basic option, which is WooCommerce has a local pickup option built right there into its core. So Ben, do you want to talk a little to start about setting up local pickup in the WooCommerce core? And then Tam, we can talk about it a little bit after that.
Like you said, it's built right in there into WooCommerce core. You can add the shipping option to offer local pickup to your customers. It's got some limitations to it, but you're able to set up a single pickup location, and it'll show up as a shipping method on your site. So when your customers are placing orders, they'll be able to select that from the shipping options. You can have it add a cost to a fee if you want to do that. You can have it set a different tax status. And yeah.
Tam, do you have any other thoughts on just the sort of built-in local pickup functionality in WooCommerce?
I think it's an excellent option for stores that just have a single location. It's a great way to test if local pickup would work for your single location. But I think most people will eventually find that they do need a few extra features, and they'll go with, you know, adding an additional extension on top of that.
For a store getting started, one location, probably a low volume of pickup orders, yeah, where you don't require something like scheduling times for people to come pick up, because that does not become of paramount importance. But
that's very important during COVID, right, making sure that you schedule and space people out. Yeah.
Right. And that will take us, actually, as we move into our intermediate strategies, to the extension that we really want to talk about here today, which is Local Pickup Plus. So Tam, do you want to now contrast a little bit about what you get with Local Pickup Plus that isn't in that local pickup option in the WooCommerce core?
Local Pickup Plus offers the multiple location handling that I was just mentioning there. That's one of the main features it adds on top of the basic local pickup option that you see in WooCommerce. It also offers the ability to schedule specific appointments, which we were discussing about with COVID right now. It will allow you to select specific products or specific categories that are only available at specific locations, which is really powerful for inventory management. If you have some locations that may not be able to stock a specific product for whatever reason, you're able to configure the plugin to do that. The ability to set a discount for pickup, that's something you can do with the Local Pickup Plus for sure. And it's a great way to incentivize people. Like, here's a 5% discount if you choose to, you know, use our local pickup option versus our free shipping method.
You wouldn't just save on shipping. You would save or the hassle of waiting for shipping. You could actually give people a real discount for. Yeah, that's a great feature. Benj, do you have any thoughts on a Local Pickup Plus, how stores can use it and the best ways to get the most out of it?
Yeah, I think like Tam was saying, it really where it excels is at handling multiple pickup locations. One of the features I really like is that you can connect it to the Google Maps API so that it will order the list of pickup locations to show your customers. It'll use your customer's location and suggest the closest location to them at the top of the pickup location options. Just little things like that that make it easier to order, help it be a good option for customers.
I think that the multiple locations thing is going to become more of a factor as local pickups getting more popular. I think stores are going to be looking into more places where they can have their inventory spread around so people can do local pickup. So I think that, you know, if you're running a single location, sure, you may not need that, but if you start spreading your stuff out across warehouses in various places or using other drop points, then having this multiple locations option is going to be really beneficial. And as you start to build toward the future and envision what your future of the click and collect sales at your store may look like, it's something to keep in mind when you're deciding on how you're going to set up your local pickup options. So another intermediate thing we want to talk about today are some inventory management extensions that you can use for your store. So when surveys ask stores, what's your top challenge when it comes to local pickup? The biggest challenges that come out on top are logistics and inventory tracking. So as a store, you may be used to your regular fulfillment flow. Someone places an online order. Okay, you print out your pick list, you pack it up, you ship it out. That's now you're adding a second way to deliver products to customers. That can start to get a little more complicated with your warehouse, whether you're fulfilling orders in-house or you're using a third-party logistics company. You may find that you just start to lose a little more track when you have orders going on a lot of different ways. So I thought we could talk about some of the various extensions that WooCommerce stores can use here to help with their inventory management as they're incorporating local pickup. So Benj, is there any extension you'd like to pick to talk about here that you think could help stores with that challenge?
We could talk about WooCommerce bulk stock management. Right. It's a WooCommerce extension that does maybe what you hear there in the name. It lets you adjust the stock of your products and data about that. And you can do a lot of that in bulk, which really speeds this up. So you're not having to go into each individual WooCommerce product and edit it directly. You can even set the quantities for like multiple products at the same time, and you can view and filter your products and update them all right there in the WooCommerce product page.
There are a few other extensions as well that allow you to manage products in bulk, but they have sometimes way too many features. And most of the time people just want to edit, like, stock is the most important thing, the thing that you're going to be editing the most frequently. So I think it's a wonderful option for that.
Yeah, I would agree that there's sort of this idealistic view where you want to be able to edit all this stuff and have all these features. But in the moment when orders are coming in and fulfillment's going out and all this is going on, you just really want to be able to do the basics that you need to stay as organized as possible. And that's where something like this really comes in handy.
And in that bulk stock management plugin, you can just quickly print out a report of all the stock levels across your whole store, which is, I feel like, really useful in those situations like you were just talking about, where everything's coming in, I just need a picture of where we are right now. You can get that very easily.
Right. Tam, do you have any ideas on extensions that stores could use for inventory management when they're dealing with click and collect?
You touched on this earlier, Sam, the print invoices and packing list. I think that is a great extension to add to any store, even one that isn't, you know, dealing with inventory management issues. Having a plugin like a print invoice and packing list will allow you to print out packing lists for your orders, and you'll be able to organize them based on, maybe like with the fulfillment or the shipping method. And one of the features within the extension is something called a pick list, which will automatically organize your orders but based on category. If you have your inventory organized within your warehouse based on category, you'll be able to quickly pick all the things you need for a specific batch of orders so that you can pack them a lot more quickly.
All right. Any other extensions that either of you would want to recommend for WooCommerce stores for their click and collect?
It is something that I've researched, and there really aren't very many extensions. One of the things that, you know, when we were first kind of selected for this, I realized a lot of people want a local pickup extension that allows inventory management at the location level. And there just doesn't exist an extension that does that. They want like what Best Buy offers, where you can say there are 3 in stock at the Queensway location, you know? And that's kind of, you know, that would be amazing if our plugin did that, but it doesn't at this time.
I guess that sort of speaks to where this space is, which is there's still opportunity here, because this is not so well lived in at this point that every angle has been taken already. Like, people are still finding their way in the local pickup world. I think that's illustrative of that.
I think up until, you know, the pandemic last year, I think local pickup just wasn't as glamorous as it became all of a sudden. And, you know, the big box stores who had many locations, they had the money to build out these custom solutions for their websites for local pickup. And there just weren't that many extensions for either WooCommerce or other small little e-commerce businesses that have maybe like 5 or 6 locations. So I think there's a lot of space here for developers, us included, to expand on these features and make them more usable for our merchants.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And Benj, have you noticed anything missing in this local pickup world also that you think is an opportunity out there, or where things might go? You know, what might we see in the next wave of local pickup services for merchants?
Yeah, I just feel like on the whole, local pickup is still relatively untapped. Like, it's just relatively new in terms of e-commerce. And so where regular shipping workflows have been well established, integrations for click and collect and local pickup aren't yet.
Now that we've sort of talked about trends, let's move on to some of our advanced strategies. So what we're going to talk about here, beyond extensions, beyond things you can set up in your store, is sort of the broader way to look at click and collect. So one thing you have to do as a store as you're figuring this out is defining your click and collect workflow. So there are steps you have to address, like who will do the picking for click and collect orders? Is it going to be the same person or same people, same team who are doing the picking for your orders that are being shipped out? How long of a window do you want to give to customers? What steps can you take to minimize errors? And then, as we've talked about earlier, there's a great opportunity to cross-sell other products to customers who come to pick up in their stores. Half of customers say they've bought something while picking up an order. How are you going to sell to them when they come to pick up their orders? So, Ben, do you have any thoughts on any of those ideas, recommendations you'd make to stores on any of those strategies that they can start employing as they define their click and collect workflow?
I feel like one of the more important ones that you just mentioned is the how long will it take? Knowing how long it will take you to get an order ready and be available to be picked up. Because if you've got a customer waiting for something to be shipped to them at their house and it takes a little bit longer than planned, it's far less of an inconvenience than it is if the customer is there at your physical location. We're expecting this product to be ready and it's not ready yet. You've got a real problem on your hands. So making sure you have enough lead time to get the order ready and fulfilled for them. And a good way to communicate to the customer, this is going to be ready. You know, you can come get it. It will be here.
Yeah, it's a great point. And Tam, what about you? Any recommendations on things that stores can do as they define their click and collect workflow?
I agree with what Benj mentioned there. And also maybe putting in some sort of system to notify customers when an order is ready for pickup.
For sure.
I think that would be great as well. In terms of like figuring out the logistics of who's gonna pack and how long that takes, I would recommend starting off with the same people who have been packing the online orders as well, if that works out, if you're doing it within the same location. But you know, you don't have to be tied or married to that concept. Definitely look at, you know, utilizing the retail workers to help out with that, because they probably have some additional experience with working with customers and maybe what sort of substitutions that they would want. If we're talking about a small little mom and pop grocery store, it's very important to think about substitutions and learn, yep, you know, what an adequate substitution is. I think that's another thing to really think about. I think I'm just adding additional problems here instead of offering solutions.
Well, but these are things that stores will either A, have to think through before they start offering, or B, will have to confront once they do start offering if they find themselves facing these things down.
So, for larger stores, they potentially want to, you know, if there's something's out of stock, see if you can build a way of contacting the customer, checking with them if something is you know, if there's something else that they would like to replace it with. I had a great interaction with a store recently where I ordered a shoes for my son, and was completely out of the blue. I got a phone call where, you know, I just wanted to confirm and let you know that the shoes you ordered are in stock at our Toronto location and they will be ready tomorrow. I'm like, thank you. I wasn't even thinking this was a problem, but now I feel great. Yeah.
No, that's great. And I'll address the last one because you both did such a great job hitting these other ones. I'll say I'm selling to customers who come into the store. I would recommend obviously putting some of your most popular products on display. Also, there is a cross-selling rule called the 60 by 60 rule, which says that approximately 60% of the time, a customer will buy an additional product for about 60% of the purchase price of their original purchase. So think of smaller, less expensive items that kind of hit that threshold. If you want to see the 60 by 60 rule literally play out in real time, look at how Apple prices like iPad covers and accessories, because it is a pure demonstration of the 60 by 60 rule. Take that and extrapolate it out to your products. And I would say that would be a good way to help sell the customers picking up in the store. Then the last advanced technique I want to talk about was using Store Finder plugins. Ben should brought up how you can integrate Google Maps right there into Local Pickup Plus to find the nearest store. But there are also, even before you get to that stage, some customers may want to see if there even are stores near them. So I thought we could talk about things like Store Finder for WooCommerce. Tam, do you have any thoughts on using Store Finder plugins and the best way to incorporate those into a WooCommerce site?
I think it's an excellent idea to find a plugin like Store Finder for WooCommerce, or there's a store locator plugin.
Yep.
For WordPress in general. I think anyone who has the intent of purchasing something, especially like same day or next day, they're going to want to, just like you said, research and see if there is a store in, you know, that's within driving distance. In terms of adding the plugins to their WooCommerce website and integrating them, a lot of WooCommerce plugins just kind of work together. It's like a magical, it's a magical little thing. But I would recommend reading the full plugin documentation, making sure that you utilize all the possible features there are there. And if you're ever running into any issues, we have wonderful support teams that you can reach out to and get some help to integrate the plugin into your store and make sure that it works just the way that you want it.
I mean, you hit on something there. This is sort of semi-related, but people often will ask us like the advantages of using these premium plugins. And one of them is that they come backed by these fantastic support teams that can actually help you through whatever may come up. And that's really valuable as you're trying to set these things up and get these various stacks of extensions to work and play nice with each other.
Absolutely. And there's always really great documentation, and we take the feedback as well when someone reaches out to us and make sure that we update our documentation.
That's great. And Ben, do you have any thoughts on using Store Finder plugins as a technique to guide people to your store or to guide them toward using local pickup with your store?
Echoing everything that's been said already, but in the Store Finder for WooCommerce plugin, it's got a nice map view that I feel like a lot of businesses might want to include. It'll show your different locations on a map, and it works like internationally, so that's really good. You can show it on any page in your website using a short code. So that in particular is a plugin I would recommend taking a look at.
Well, that's all great. And we hope these strategies are really helpful for you with your WooCommerce store. We will have links to all of the extensions that we've talked about here in the show notes. So look for those. And we'll be back right after this with our question and answer.
Get your clients online faster and for less money with GoDaddy Hosting. Visit GoDaddy.com to learn more.
And we are ready for our question and answer segment. My name is Sam. I am joined by Tam and Benj. Yes, it's Sam and Tam. They have been getting us confused on work calls for now 2.5 years. So when we never know who they're talking to. Our first question today, can I turn my WooCommerce site into a static site to speed it up? Would either of you like to tackle that one first?
I'm happy to jump right in here.
Sure.
Something like a WooCommerce site is it's dynamic content. It is not very possible to turn it into a static site all around to speed it up. I'm sure where there's a will, there's a way, and someone will figure it out one day. But for now, I would recommend using caching plugins like WP Rocket is one of my favorites. Once you install it, just works right out of the box with WooCommerce. It will essentially be serving a static site to your customers as they browse around. Caveat to that, any caching plugin, not just WP Rocket, is the moment someone adds something to their cart, it is no longer a static content site. Now it's dynamic. Now they have something that has been added to their cart, and, you know, various little areas of the site have to reflect the fact that there is something in their cart. You know, there's one item or two items in your cart, the total is $55. So it no longer can be serving a static generated site from the server. But it's an excellent question, and it's something that we should continuously keep looking into ways to speed up WooCommerce and WordPress websites. I think they're doing fantastically now compared to what they were, you know, 12 or so years ago when I first started with with WordPress.
All right. Let's move on to the next question. I'm thinking about hiring influencers to market my products. What should I look for? So this is very different. This is not a technical question. This is more of like a marketing theory question. Benj, what do you think about hiring influencers? What are you looking for in those influencers with your site?
First of all, more broadly, I think for success in influencer marketing, you need to be willing to develop a relationship with your influencers. It's not like a set it and forget it kind of a marketing solution. So if you're thinking about hiring influencers, you need to make sure you're willing to put in the time and effort to make it work. But then in terms of like what to look for in an actual influencer, first, you want to avoid, you know, fraud red flags. You want to do your research and find strategies for making sure that your potential influencers aren't using bots to inflate their statistics. But also, you just want people who are trusted by their audiences. You might try to break into adjacent audiences to your own, using your influencers to expand your audience there. But you want to build a trust relationship with people who are trusted by their own audiences.
I lean toward the concept of using micro influencers, people who may not have, you know, they don't have the Kylie Jenner level followings, but they have 5,000 super targeted, very loyal followers who do take their word for it, who are right in your niche. That can be more valuable to you than paying, you know, the $3 million to get Kylie Jenner to promote your product. You may get a better deal, maybe even do a, you know, work out an affiliate type deal with them where the influencer, you know, the payment is based on performance as opposed to just a flat rate, and you may see really good results. So that's always something good to look for. And yeah, before you hire someone too, I'd say check out, look at their previous sponsored campaigns that they've done and make sure you like how they approach it. You want someone who's going to put the care in that you would put into your product.
I would agree with you, Sam, that starting small is probably a good idea. Micro influencers is the way to go. Don't get distracted by celebrity, because you can spend all your time reaching out to people who will never give you the care that if you start small, you can get in the door with someone early.
Yep. That's how you know that when Vin Diesel plugs this podcast one day on his Instagram, it's because he actually listens to this podcast, not because we paid for the Vin Diesel endorsement for this podcast. So, you know, keep your eyes out for that.
Sounds like a strange dream of yours, Sam.
You know, I've been getting real hyped up for this new Fast and the Furious. It's been like delayed over a year. So yeah, I got a lot of Vin Diesel on the mind right now. What can I say? Well, all right, that's going to do it for our episode on Local Pickup. I'd like to thank my panelists again, Tamara Zook and Benjamin Green. Fantastic insights. So great to have you both. If you're interested in submitting future questions for Q&As to come, you can find the link to do so in the show notes. You can also, as I mentioned earlier, find links to all of the extensions that we mentioned in the show notes. And if you'd like to get many of the extensions we talked about today, including Local Pickup Plus, included with your hosting package, please check out GoDaddy's Managed WordPress e-commerce hosting package. It includes nearly $6,000 of premium extensions, again, including Local Pickup Plus, print invoices and packing lists, bulk stock management, and others we've spoken about. It also comes with a free domain, free SSL. It's a really great deal for less than $20 a month. So if you're looking for new hosting for yourself or your clients, please do check it out. All right, Tam, Benj, any last words? This is the on the spot moment.
Thank you so much for having us today, Sam.
Nice. Thank you. It's been great having you. Benj, anything?
I'm really trying hard to come up with a pun about Vin Diesel, and I just can't. So I'll just say...
Would you say that your inability to come up with a pun is making you too furious?
Yes. Too furious, and now I think I need to just quit this too fast.
So, all right.
Bye, Sam.
Bye, Benj. Goodbye, Tam. Thanks, everyone. And we look forward to talking with you again soon.